Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and pleasant evening across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv see clear skies, perfect for a stroll. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze. Over in Eilat, temperatures remain high, ideal for those enjoying the night outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has struck Hamas's naval police headquarters, killing several terrorists. Earlier this hour, also Walla reports that Lebanese residents express frustration, claiming Iran is not standing by us. They say they are tired of the ongoing conflicts involving Hezbollah. Just in. Also this hour, Times of Israel discusses a dilemma facing the Israeli Prime Minister, drawing parallels to Trump's challenges. The focus is on Iran's influence over Lebanon. Separately, Forward covers two films at the Israel Film Center Festival. These films highlight the anxiety faced by Israeli parents with sons in the military. This is coming in now. And finally, JTA states that a fifth man has been charged with the March arson of London's Hatzola ambulances. Reports indicate anti-Semitic incidents have surged. Reaction has been swift on social media. Avigdor Lieberman, an Israeli politician, posted minutes ago saying that Hezbollah must be decisively dealt with to ensure peace in northern Israel. Ynet Global, a prominent news source, shared images suggesting damage at the Ramat David Air Base after an Iranian missile barrage. The IDF has not commented yet. Belaz News reports on former President Trump's call with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Trump urged action on Lebanon but emphasized resolving it quickly. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike reported by the Jerusalem Post, the targeted facility was crucial for Hamas to rebuild its military capabilities. This comes as tensions have escalated in the region. The strike is expected to impact Hamas's operations significantly. Turning to Lebanon, Wallace coverage reveals growing discontent among Lebanese citizens. They are weary of the continuous strife involving Hezbollah and feel unsupported by Iran. This sentiment may influence future Lebanese domestic and foreign policy. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights the Israeli Prime Minister's precarious position. The U.S.-Israel relationship faces strain, with Iran's activities in Lebanon complicating matters further. This dynamic could affect regional diplomacy and security strategies. On the cultural front, Forward's report on two films showcases the deep-rooted concerns of Israeli families. These narratives resonate with many Israelis who have sons serving in the military. The films could spark broader discussions on military service and its impact on families. Finally, in London, JTA reports on a rise in anti-Semitic incidents. The recent arrest related to the Hatzola ambulance arson underscores tensions within the Jewish community. This could lead to increased security measures and community outreach efforts. On the economic front, first, Walla Business highlights the financial strain on families with children in summer camps. Despite state subsidies, many find the costs exceed their earnings. This could prompt calls for expanded financial support. Separately, CTEC reports that Israel may need to engage in military actions against Iran every few years. This reality results in rising defense costs and could affect budget allocations. And finally, Globes discusses El Al's legal action against ICCKAL's new fly-all card. El Al claims it's consumer fraud, indicating fierce competition in the airline loyalty sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.